welcome to everyone for this particular meeting. We'd like to begin by acknowledging the land on which we gather as a traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga people. Just a quick roll call, I'm Mayor Peter Hopkins.
Councillor Morley Haskell.
Councillor Mike Kakanen.
Councillor Reg Moore.
Councillor Nick Ryler.
Clerk Administrator Ina Watkinson.
Mary Smith.
And I have one other staff.
Greg Austin.
And oh, I'm sorry, Roshan.
Greg, you're in the motion.
Okay. Good, thank you. So, resolution. So, we have resolution 22-161. Be it resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar has approved the amended agenda for this meeting, further amending by adding the following item 14.3 notice motions and notice of motions, resolution to financially support the renovation project at the St. Stephen's Church as required for the NLHFC grant application. We have a mover and a seconder, please. Mr. Moore, seconder.
Mr. Ryan. I'd like to propose an amendment to the agenda.
To this motion?
No. That's the motion for the agenda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to propose an amendment to the agenda.
An addition?
Yes, an addition.
Okay, I can add it on.
Okay. So in light of the issues of proper process and transparency and accountability of the council under bylaw 2013-11, I'd like to bring a motion to reconsider resolutions number 22-137, 22-142, and 22-143 under the Township of McKellar procedural bylaw 2021-28. And if you want to know what those resolutions are, you can just look at the April 12th minutes in your package.
So which ones are there? Sorry, so you can say the numbers again.
22-137, 22-142,
22-143. 142
and 143.
Yeah. So I'm going to add that under item 9.1, Central Planning Matters.
Okay, we need a two-thirds vote, right?
Yes.
You may those numbers again, please.
22-137, 22-142, 22-143.
These are motions to reconsider.
Yeah.
So you have to have two-thirds motion in order to move them to be reconsidered.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a separate.
It will be a
separate
item.
One.
Okay.
So we'll do this one first, and then we'll do the second one.
Okay. So we have it moved and seconded. Is there any discussion about adding 14.3? Hearing none, call a question. All in favor? Thank you. There we go. No delegations, no motions. No motion to review a previous motion. Did you do it right there?
That's what I'm doing right now.
7? Okay. You have to do one at a time?
No.
You do all three?
Did you say you wanted it rescinded?
No.
Well, reconsidered.
Reconsidered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need two-thirds of George.
Thank you.
Resolution 22-162 be resolved that the Council of the Township of DeKalb is hereby request the following motions be reconsidered from the regular meeting of April 12, 2022. Motions 22-13.
No,
137.
22-137. 22-142 and 22-143. The mover and the seconder, please. Mr. Mover, Mr. Haskin. Okay, any discussion at this point? Do you want to bring up why you bring in these forward?
Okay. So I'm just going to read the proposed amendment to the resolution. It's fairly lengthy. I tried to keep it as short as I could. So resolutions 22-137, 22-142, and 22-143 are here being reconsidered under this resolution for the following reasons. The regulated notice for the public meetings was not complied with for the following reasons. It was not held at the specified time on the notice. There was no Zoom link that was specified on the notice. It was not published on the township website. There was no audio or visual available for the public meeting. Affected landowners within the circulation area for the notice were not provided with updated information on the, from the time for them to attend in person. The public portion of the rezoning of the property was not held in accordance with the statutory provisions of the Planning Act or Ontario Regulation 54506. The public meeting was premature, and no professional planning representation was available for the township.
Okay. Any questions at this point in time? So if it is these are reconsidered, then they become null and void, and they have to come back to council to be dealt with in open. Make sure everything that Reg is talking about is make sure there's compliance to that. Is that?
Yeah, well, there can be, they don't have to be rescinded. They can just be amended.
They can be amended.
Yeah, to add those things. Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I'm not going to agree or disagree with all the reasons, but the fact that we didn't have all our counselors here and we couldn't have one of our counselors even communicating with us, that was a real concern that I had. So we weren't getting full input from council. So just on that point alone, I would probably go with it, not the other stuff. But more that we didn't have a fair discussion with all councils. Mm-hmm. That's my fault.
I never see a problem with revisiting anything. So.
Anybody else have any questions? Or
does that mean we'd have to reschedule another meeting to meet those conditions? No, just to
I think it can be added to the agenda tonight, can it not? An amendment to that resolution?
We can, yeah, if we've got the amendments ready to go, we can add them to it.
Yeah.
Okay, but your points about the other
processes.
Yeah.
It's basically starting the process over again.
Okay, but I mean, if there's nobody here representing the neighboring properties, for example, I don't know the words that you use, but if they're not here because they didn't know about this before,
they'll get noticed for the next time.
So there will be another meeting.
Yes, that's the point.
Okay. Okay, good. No, because that's what I was trying to get my head around. Well, yeah. Now we're doing the same thing, aren't we?
But if they're reconsidered, they're on the table for another discussion, another public meeting.
Okay.
So the Planning Act requires, because they're within, I believe it's 120 meters for rezoning, radius of the property, then they have to get written notice.
Okay.
So they got written notice of a meeting at 6 o'clock that was available by Zoom, but neither one of those were applicable.
No. Okay. Okay, good. Thank you.
Any other comments?
No.
Good. Okay. So, any further discussion? If not, call a question. All in favor? It is carried.
Just out of curiosity, how do you count two-thirds out of five?
You sort of eschew the numbers.
Three?
Four out of five is better than two-thirds, so it's okay. Two-thirds are better.
It's just ironic. I mean, we're going to split my vote in half, you know. But.
Oh, we can do that.
So, just for curiosity, Ina, this would be on the agenda under 14, or under... 9? I'm not sure which.
I wrote down under 9 because that's what you said, but I don't.
I think we should put it under 9, so we should be doing another amendment to the agenda, adding it under 9.
So it would be 9.1?
Yep.
Okay.
Because we won't be able to deal with them really until we also have the planner be able to comment. So it's really a notice of motion for the future. Okay.
We've got another one coming.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just so you know, I've only actually read half of the what I've read already will be part of the resolution, but there's another half to the resolution that will become an amendment to that resolution. Just a little bit premature until the vote went through to read that.
You'll give that to Ina so she can.
Pardon?
You'll give that to Ina so she can get it down right there.
Yeah.
That's good, because that's a lot of words.
I'm just going to staple that to a resolution.
Yeah.
Right. Resolution 22-163 be resolved that the Council of Township Cutters hereby amend the agenda by adding the following 9.1, amending resolutions 22-137, 22-142, 22-143. Mover and seconded, please. Mr. Moore, second. Mr. Rylands. Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Third, thank you. So 8.1, resolution 22.164, be resolved that the Council of Township of Gunners hereby approve the minutes of the April 12, 2022 regular meeting of the Council. Do you have a mover and a seconder, please? Councilor Haskell, second. Councilor Moore. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Carried. Thank you. So resolution 22-163 be resolved that the Council of Township Governors hereby approve the minutes of April 29th, 2022 special closed meeting of Council. Mover and seconder, please. Councilor Miller, seconder. Councilor Haskin.
I did have April 8th on there, but Councilor Moore did notice a few errors on it. So we've pulled it, and it'll be deferred to the next meeting. We'll get those corrections done. So that's why it's only the 29th.
The problem is there's too many numbers, and A's and B's and 1, 2, 3. Yeah. I mean, it's understandable. So
we're just striking item 8.2 then from
yes.
this agenda?
We're just striking this.
April 8th is not included in this one.
Okay.
You're
right.
Any discussion? Call a question. All in favor? Thank you. 2 out of 3 wasn't bad, though. So, April 12th.
Okay.
Are those all
there? So, do you want me to just read it and hand it to you? Or
Does
Peter want to read it? Or
do you want to read
it? Whether you read this or not.
I can read my own writing, I can read anything.
Maybe Reg should read it, and then I'll just staple it onto this.
Okay, go ahead.
You read it.
Go ahead. So, do you want me to just start at the top again, or?
No. Well, do the whole thing.
Okay. So, resolution numbers 22-137, 22-142, and 22-143 are hereby being reconsidered under this resolution for the following reasons. The regulated notice for the public meetings was not complied with in that it was not held at the specified time. There was no Zoom link. It was not published on the township website. There was no audio or visual available for the public. Affected landowners within the circulation area were not provided with updated information on the time for the time for them to attend in person. The public portion for the rezoning of the property was not held in accordance with the statutory provisions of the Planning Act or Ontario Regulation 54506. The public meeting was premature, and no professional planning representation was available for the township. So that's the part that I read first. Now I want to say on the resolution further, the township retained the services of Ted Davidson Consultants Incorporated to provide professional planning advice in regards to consent application B07-2022 McKellar, Salway, and that the required rezoning of this property and the Mr. Davidson and the required rezoning of this property and that Mr. Davidson report directly to council. That should a review of the planning consultant's materials filed in conjunction with the zoning amendment reveal that the application is in fact complete, the township will advise the applicant within 30 days of the township deeming the application complete. After this, a revised public notice and a public meeting will be held in compliance with the statutory provisions of the Planning Act. Okay. That the Parry Sound Area Planning Board be advised that McKellar Council requests that they defer this matter until the Council has received all pertinent professional advice.
Go over the first couple of things at the top. Not all the whereas, isn't that, but the stuff with Mr. Davidson.
Okay, so you just want me to start there?
Yeah.
Further, that the Township retained the services of Ted Davidson Consultants Incorporated provide professional planning advice in regards to consent application B07-2022. So all of this stuff, those resolutions were in relation to the consent. The rezoning was required because of the consent. The resolution to deem the application complete was for the rezoning. So it was all in relation to that. So that's why it says in regards to the consent application B07-2022 McGellar, Salway, and the required rezoning of the property. So the plan report has to be for the complete application for the consent and the rezoning. And that Mr. Davidson report directly to council. That should a review by the township planning consultant of the materials filed in conjunction with the zoning amendment, so that's the materials they've already filed, the applicant and the owner. I'm not sure if the owner made the application or the planner did. I'm not sure which way it was, but anyway. Anyway, it's the materials that they've already filed. If it reveals that the application is in fact complete, the township will advise the applicant within 30 days of the township deeming the application complete. After this, a revised public notice and a public meeting will be held in compliance with the statutory provisions of the Planning Act. And further, that the Parry Sound Area Planning Board be advised that McKellar Council requests that they defer this matter until the Council has received all pertinent professional advice.
Okay. Any comments? Because I have a couple of
questions. Just the only thing of Dr. Davidson's report, was it a council will or may?
If the application is deemed complete, so after he's done his planning review,
right.
If he agrees with all the documents, if his planning review agrees with all those documents submitted, then the township will deem the applicant, no, the township, well, it says that all I say here is the township will advise the applicant within 30 days that it's deemed, the deeming, the application has been completed. After this, a revised public notice and a public meeting will be held. Is that where you meant the will was?
Yeah, that's right. I just wonder whether council has a decision in there to be made, or it's basically being spelled out in this motion, the direction, the flow all the way through, which I'm fine with. I just wanted to bring it up just in case it's like, oh, wait one second, and motion's got to hit the table after his report. Does it or doesn't it?
Let me think about what you're asking here. So after the report, if his report, no, it doesn't. We've already done this resolution. Okay. So if his report says everything's okay.
Do we accept his report? I'm only asking, I'm not. I just want to make sure there's a, yeah, just a little worry about
we
the
could,
will.
There's no reason we can't accept his report.
Yeah. I'm okay with the will because, you know, if council has a problem along the way, we definitely can have a say anyway.
Well,
so
I think the two wills that are here are statutory legislation.
Right.
So, you know, like if everything's there, then there's a statutory legislation on the part of the council to get it done.
That's right. And you know what? And that's great for an applicant to know that there's not going to be a U-turn halfway through a process. So, no, I like the wills. And I think it's...
Didn't we have most of this, though, beforehand? Except we didn't have the planner here, and we didn't have all council here, and notices, right? Our staff had approved it and come forward. It wasn't a committee of adjustment situation.
What did we have?
Had we not done all the... I understand the timing and all that sort of stuff.
We didn't have anyone acting specifically for the township. This was prior to... Just prior to bringing Mr. Davidson in.
Right.
And Solways had provided their planning from MHBC.
Right.
We're looking to get this thing moving. So
right.
With not having a planner, that's I contacted them and said it would be in the best interest of both the township and your clients if you can look at this and prepare this stuff. In hindsight, what we're finding is that the notices are wrong. There's a lot of issues that were wrong, but we didn't specifically have someone, you know, as in before we would have had John Jackson here to speak on it. And even that night, we wouldn't have been able to have Mr. Davidson speak on it because we didn't have a Zoom link. So even if he had have been there to speak, like, he would have had to have physically been here, so...
So in these matters, the township council has a responsibility to do their due diligence, not just accept what somebody has submitted to them as being gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And our due diligence is to hire the professionals to give us that information. And all we're doing then is making the decision based on both sides' information.
Right.
Otherwise, we're just making a decision based on the applicant's information.
But we haven't approved him to be our... acting interim planner. We haven't done that yet.
Yes, we have.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't. We haven't done it. We've only made a discussion in a committee of the whole to be resolved by this council.
It was a discussion in closed session, actually, to tell the truth.
No.
Yes.
An open discussion.
No.
The direction was for me to speak to him, but there's never been a direction.
There'd be an approval.
So, in closed session...
No, I can't talk about COVID.
Well, if you just didn't.
Well, I didn't think it was
COVID.
I thought
it was
a resolution. Oh, wait a minute. The committee of the whole, it came out as a discussion point that we do that.
And Ted Davidson Consultants Incorporated's name was mentioned as the person we hire on an interim basis.
Yes.
So,
in closed, but not in open?
Well, and then whenever we come out of closed, we adopted all that stuff.
I can bring the direction out when we go into closed. I can't bring it out now, but when we go into closed, I can bring the direction out. And we can have that discussion.
Okay, my timing's off then, because I misconstrued that it was done in open, our open period, committee of the whole. Because we didn't pass anything out of the committee of the whole, was to come to council.
And there was no discussion on that in the committee of the whole. There was no discussion in the committee of the whole.
Okay. I have to look at the minutes of that meeting. Is what came out of that were a series of five things, from bottle collections to whatever. It was also about about that.
You shouldn't have to look at it. It's right in front of you.
I'm going to look at it.
It's in the closed session package for tonight. It's right in front of you.
Oh, no, I don't want to. I can't talk about closed session, but I didn't think it was closed session. I thought it was in committee of the whole, and we thought about that process. Okay, I'll leave it.
Well, actually, nothing is confined to close if the majority of council feels that that's information that's available for discussion in open public. Just nothing is so confined that it can never be discussed out of closed if council feels that it should be open to the public.
Okay. Well, the resolution's on the table, so. Well, I don't know where the resolution is.
Which I hope they are.
Okay. So anyway, I've read it all. Any more questions to me? Or?
I just need to attach it to this one.
Yep.
You can speak to it? At warp speed?
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to just copy that, Rose?
No, I don't think I need it. Other than the fact that I anticipated Peter's question coming up, so I've got that hold on there in the middle, and you can just ignore it.
Oh.
Okay. I'd like to record both. Okay.
See if I'm going to go. Councillor Morley Haskam.
Yes.
Councillor Mike Kekkonen.
Yes.
Councillor Reg Moore.
Yes.
Councillor Nick Ryman.
Yes.
Mayor Peter Hopkins.
No. Next. Number
165.
Resolution 22-165. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutter has hereby received the May 3rd, 2022 draft minutes of the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee. Mover was seconded. Councilor Ryland, second.
Colston.
Doesn't matter.
Something
beat you to divide it up a little bit.
You're not looking in that direction after that last motion. So.
Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor?
Just so you know, I'm going to be quick with my hands tonight. There's a Leaf game on.
Peter said something. Scoring one right here. Highlights.
Peter said something about 9 o'clock or something.
No, I got to go back to North Bay. Avoid the deer.
Well, when you start reading that resolution, I thought I'll go back to 10 or 11 again.
You keep your amendments to one line. So, Resolution 22-166, be resolved that Councilor McGovern has hereby received the April 28, 2022 draft minutes of the Recreation Committee. Mover and seconder. Second. Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carried. So, Resolution 22-167, be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutter has hereby received Public Works Report PW 2022-02, 22 lowest tender results for information. May I have a mover and a second, please? Councillor Haskam and Councillor. Give me a break.
Greg is here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to have him speak to it.
So, as you can see, most of the tenders came over this year, probably not a surprise. I allowed for extra back in January, but I didn't know it was going to be this far of the lack. We do have the construction reserve for a reason, and this is probably a good reason to use it. You know, it's there for, the reserve is there for a rainy day, so if a road ever washed out or whatever, we could use it, but this is about the same scenario. It's a washout, so we can use, we should be able to use that reserve in this instance to help. All I can say.
How much are we?
I couldn't predict.
How much totally are we over, Greg?
Okay, go through the chair.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Well, go ahead. Okay.
No, I'm just, I mean, I see all the individual figures for the contracts, but I mean, in total, how much are we over budget?
77,850.
Okay.
So that, now if you did the math on that, that won't jive because the new walking trail bridge, because of it being late now, will be, it'll just be rehab for this year.
Okay.
And then I'll put it back on the tables for next year.
Can I ask a question? Go ahead, Councilor Keckin, you first, sir.
Yeah, so the construction reserve at the end of 2021 was approximately $85,000, and we've transferred into reserve in this year's proposed budget another $100,000 or so. Is that correct?
No, we haven't put anything. The $109,000 you're talking about, that's the money we received as a grant from the NOHFC for the center roof.
Okay, so that's earmarked specifically for that project. Okay. So basically, there will be zero, very close to zero in the construction reserve fund at the end of in this proposed budget year. Then
that's correct. Once we remove that, once we use those, you know, the over whatever we have tenders amount, then maybe a couple of thousand at the end of the year.
Right. So we have time to think about this before the proposed budget is finalized and adopted, but that's what the proposal is at this point in time. Okay.
Well, what were you planning on waiting on, Mike?
So we haven't adopted the budget yet.
Yes.
So between now and when we have, you know, that final budget meeting and it comes to the table, that, you know, there are some other changes, possibly with some numbers, that there probably will be some adjustments, probably not changing anything in the roads proposed budget as it currently is, but there might be some other shifting of numbers, and then we can have a look at the bigger picture.
But normally by this time we've approved the tenders, even though we haven't approved the budget, because he's got to order the stuff now. So
yeah. So
even with that flexibility, I understand it can still be covered. We're not going to hold it up for another month. So that just doesn't make any sense for the roads department.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just trying to get a picture of where we are financially. And you know, there's resolutions on the table here today to approve these tenders. So that's not holding anything up. But we at some point have to finalize and adopt the budget for 2022.
But we have given the Rosing approval to go ahead with tenders before we approve the budget before.
And that's usually how it is.
Which is normally because we usually approve it earlier in May or even earlier.
And when
things are out of delay, so. Yes,
guys. And when you look through the historical minutes, you'll see that that's exactly the timing of how things were structured. Was the tenders were sent out,
right.
The tenders were received at council. Council approved the tenders, then the budget was approved. So,
that's what I'm saying. So we could approve the tenders today. These are this is just a resolution to receive them.
Yeah, that's just.
That's all. It's a report from Greg. So. Okay. Any further discussion? Oh, I know. I had a question. I didn't get a chance to ask it yet. What is his dust control, DALI, 32%?
Yeah.
Why is that so high? I mean,
I question.
Can we change our dust people?
Well, you know, they have to pay for the ship to come in to bring the product here in the first place. So there's fuel, and then the fuel and the trucks to ship it to the other plant, and then the fuel for the truck to bring it up here.
Can we not make our own dust somehow?
We make lots of dust, but I don't know about controlling it.
I know, it just seems to be, I don't mind reasonable increases in cost of living and all the gas stuff like that, but that one is gouge.
Compared to everybody else. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's a little bit.
It's double all the other ones that are coming. Yeah, that's why I got asked the question, is that they're, obviously they have some reasons.
And they were they were cheaper than Pollard, so
no, I understand.
Well, unlike the others, what they're selling is actually another fuel product. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what.
And we have to remember, everything we do in roads is fuel related, right from blasting the rock to hauling it back out and placing it on your driveway. It's all fuel driven. That's what the Fowler's this year bid on our gravel. At cost, hoping that we would buy more extra later on down the road. So, you know, it's pretty tight. Things are pretty tight. Even though you see all these increases, there's the profit you would think would be there. It's not. It's all tied up. And, you know, tires this year are through the roof. If you can get tires, are through the roof. It's endless. Everything's gone up so much this year. So, we're just going to have to deal with it this year and adjust for everything next year. I wasn't prepared for these numbers. I don't think anybody was, really. I allowed 5%, and well, that blew that out of the water at the end of January pretty well. So,
does the gas tax money help us out at all?
What's that $109 about what you're getting back?
Anybody?
The grant money is this, you know.
Offsetting.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, any further questions? Call the question. All in favor?
Good. Thank you.
So, Resolution 22-168, be resolved that the Council of Township Carter hereby accept the tender of Duncan Enterprises Incorporated in the amount of $264,541.12 plus applicable taxes. That's
$310,231.76
total for the supply and application of double layer surface treatment as per tender for a total. Mover and second, please. Councilor Mover, second. Mr. Riley, any discussion?
So what was the number you said? Just a question for the treasurer here.
It is $310,231.76 is what's in the resolution.
Yeah, it's on another sheet.
It's on the sheet like this one.
Right, just looking at the resolutions that were in our packages,
okay.
I think some of the numbers may be different than, and I just had asked the treasurer to review the numbers, just and so the numbers that we have here are the confirmed numbers then?
Yeah. Those
okay.
Are any further discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Period. Resolution 22-169, be resolved that the Council of Township of DeKalb hereby accept the tender of Fowler Construction Company Limited in the amount of $268,911 plus applicable taxes, which is $303,869.43 for the supply, application, and stockpiling of granular as per tender. Need a mover and a second, please. Mr. Moore? Second. Councilor Captain, any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Carried. Thank you. Resolution 22170, be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar is hereby accept the tender of Dali Dust Control Limited in the amount of $78,597.40 plus applicable taxes, totaling $88,815.06 for the supply and application of liquid calcium chlorine as per tender. Mover and seconder. Councilor Mueller and Councilor Hyland. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Curry, thank you. I'm sure we can't make our own dust thing over there or something like that.
Fresh air.
Dust is already starting to fly.
Or invest in their company. Whatever the dude is, whatever they're doing is doing fine. So,
well, can I add to that?
Sure.
So for the past few years, they've taken just a hair of an increase for the past few years. I wonder if that's something to do with why there's such a huge increase now. Part of the add-on, like, you know, because they really haven't taken much of an increase over the years. Yeah. It's just this year is a big leap. You know, that added to it, I think.
So, Resolution 22171, be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar hereby accept the tender of Fowler Construction Company Limited in the amount of $44,496 plus applicable taxes, totaling $52,280.48.
No, you said 52, it's 50?
50,200.
Yeah, $50,280 and 48 cents.
I'm just reading.
I mean, it's a minor issue, but.
It's okay. You guys are so sharp, you just picked it up and corrected it.
I'm reading a number off
the
piece of paper.
Put more money in the dust control.
Yeah.
Felt so good with correcting them there.
Why are you correcting me?
$52,280.48. $50,280.48.
Amen.
So. Supply and application of asphalt as per tender. May I have a mover and a seconder, please, so we get this off the table. So, Councilor Riley, then Councilor Moore. Any discussion? Call the question on favor. Chair, thank you. Last one. Trying to see how we do this. 22172, be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar is hereby accept the tender of Fowler Construction Company Limited in the amount of $76,740 plus applicable taxes, $86,716.20 for the supply and stockpiling of washed granular screenings as per tender. We have a mover and a seconder. Councilor Mueller, second. Councilor Kirkman. Is there any discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. Thank you.
That's the last one.
Anyway, thank you, Greg, for that's a lot of work. I know that. You know, but think about investing in dust control in good shape. So
you guys can get some shares on it.
Okay. Resolution 22173, be resolved that the Council of Township of McKellar is hereby received the April 2022 accounts payable check run reports for information. May I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councilor Moore, second. Councilor Haskell, is there any discussion? Councilor Moore?
Item number 1063. A bill to that was paid to Integrity Commissioner Harold Elster. I wondered what that was, so I questioned the clerk about the invoice. And I found that the Integrity Commissioner was contacted by the mayor in regards to the appointments to the Committee of Adjustment, the public that was appointed to the Committee of Adjustment. And I would like to know why that was done at a cost to the township. There was no direction from council for you to do that. And the clerk had to incur more cost to give the integrity commissioner the right information and get the right answer. So I'd just like to know why that was done, because we had a vote on it. You brought it to a meeting to be reconsidered, and we had a vote on it, and there was four against discussing it again. And you decided to take it on your own and go beyond council and take it to the integrity commissioner.
I was asking for his advice on the procedural, which I perceive the procedural problem as the mayor in that whole process of committee of adjustment.
Do you not think that should have been done through council? You were acting as the mayor.
Yeah. You were allowed to go to the integrity commissioner as an individual council member. We've done that before, to complain about another individual. That's your right to do that as a county member of council.
No. So you're saying
member of council, I can go directly. I don't need council's approval.
So you're saying that anybody on this council can go to the integrity commissioner?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if I have a problem with you, I can go to the integrity commissioner and incur costs for the taxpayers.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's really unfortunate. Yeah. It's a,
yeah.
Yeah. It's all going to cost the taxpayers. All that kind of stuff.
The unfortunate part I find is that the mayor knew what the council's position was on, and he didn't agree with it. So he decided to do it on his own at a cost to the public.
No, I want an independent opinion. I'm not going to go into that, because that was a closed situation. So, with some of those things, so I can't talk about that. But there's some definite concerns.
That wasn't enclosed. That where we had the discussion over that.
No, some of the issues related to it should be enclosed.
You said your issues were in relation to the proper procedure of the appointment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
some of those should have been done in post.
No.
In my opinion.
You and I
will disagree forever, but that's not the point here.
You were told by the council and the integrity commissioner that you were wrong. You still don't admit it, obviously.
No, I don't. I don't think it was wrong.
That's a discussion.
I don't think it was wrong. I think you, but never mind. If you have your own opinion, I have mine. I have the integrity commissioner's opinion. That's fine. But I'm not.
Can I ask a question about the shotgun report?
Yes, that's where we are.
Okay. Yeah. Roshan, can you tell me? Yeah, Roshan's still here. The $6,250 that's on the first page for the memberships and subscriptions, can you tell me what that is? Is like the second last item on there. Do you have the report in front of you?
I don't have it right in front of me,
Could I ask, is that related to the food recycler? Do you know that? I mean, because that's the same amount as I recall.
No, it's not food recycler. Okay. No. It's not a food store.
But it just strikes me as unusual. I mean, you would pay. I'm not saying it's not right, I'm just saying I don't know what it is. So
I can check it now.
It's the Economic Development Commission.
Is it? Okay.
So that's the yearly, what used to be referred to as the CNO?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you.
Any further?
Can I ask a question here?
No, you can't.
Well,
not till later. I wish I was too. So. I'm sorry, there's a time when you can ask questions, but usually not on items on the agenda. So if you look at the agenda, you'll see that. So
I think we've allowed people in the past, if council agrees.
If council agrees, well, that was my second point.
I got one question.
If council agrees to allow for a member of the public to ask a question on this issue, then that's fine. We can do that. So I'll ask the question, is that okay for a member of the public to ask a question in this situation? But we need to agree to that.
If it's strictly asking a question, I have no problem with it.
Yeah. Okay. And it's on the check and run.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So is everybody, is that okay procedurally with you?
Yeah. Procedurally, if council agrees, then we can ask a question.
Okay. Ask a question.
It's invoice number 246, 2022-072. Township of Sequin and Humphrey Drive, 04-11-22 election expenses, $400. What's that?
That is the seven municipalities act jointly. So you will see advertising in the paper that will mention training meeting or polling days, something like that. It's an advertisement that is taken out on behalf of all the municipalities. One municipality takes care of the advertising, and the cost gets split equally between the seven municipalities.
Okay.
Yeah, you will probably see more of those. You will see one from McDougal come up, or
I've seen the last one there in the papers.
Yes, that's what it is.
Where they're going to have four councils.
Exactly, and it's breaking down every township that is split jointly between all municipalities.
Just struck me as strange on money comes out of this township. No. I never see him coming in.
Anyway, the advertisement was actually wrong. It had Reeve. Okay, so we have a resolution on the table. Is there any further discussion, questions? Call the question on the table. Sure. Thank you. Okay. This report is gone. I'll abbreviate it, but just to keep you up to date on COVID, is that the hospital closed due to a variety of reasons. It's now reopened, but they're cautioning everybody to really get your vaccinations and follow all the regulations and all the precautions and stuff like that. So all I can say is that everybody keep working at it because it'll be here for a long, long while. We do want to thank the White Stone McKellar Lions. They made a donation to our volunteer fire department. I thought that was really kind of good. And again, I think up on the signboard, we have something about, again, supporting Ukraine any way you can. Dire need. Lots of people are coming to their things. I was at the opening with Councillor Kekkonen at the Waves Fiber Mill in Seguin. And she's a McKellar resident. She finally opened her mill on May 3rd. At the Perry Sound and Erie Airport. The McKellar Tartan is already a hit and is featured in their 150th celebrations. And there's a website, etc. And we wish her great success. And she's taken over a whole airplane hangar, plus added a floor in order to get everything into this. It's just huge. Michael, do you agree? It's just unbelievable, the stuff that they're doing there. So, anyway, so it was pretty good. There's a new environmental tree planting initiative that's put up by, it's called Plant One Tree for McKellar. There's a whole website here. We've got Steve Monroe and Joy Allen and the MLCA and Teresa Gregory who are doing this environmental project. The MLCA is involved with doing their trees and shrubs this weekend, and they're doing a lot of really, really good stuff, so it's all in the report. Our movie nights have been having some technical difficulties here and there, but they're eventually getting being shown. And the next one is Friday, May 27th for King Richard. And they're cleaning up our lakes. There's a big bin there at the transfer station. So if anybody's cleaning up your lakes, you can just go and dump it in there. I'm not sure how long it's going to be there.
Until the end of the month as well.
Is it the end of this month, Nick? So yeah. I wasn't sure which one it was, but... This is the third year in which we've done the Clean Up the Lakes program, so that's really good. And I don't know what's in there yet.
I haven't seen it, but I didn't look. I must admit.
I know when I went with my granddaughters last year, we picked up styrofoam and plastic and beer cans and tires and that's fine. And library's doing a lot of things, and won't go through all that. But T-ball got started, and they had good numbers. T-ball registration
has improved, and right? The numbers are good. So we're over COVID, and all the parents were excited at the registration, and everybody's dying to get going. And I'm really optimistic that we're going to have an increase in the population of children in the area. So that'll be good to bring the numbers back to closer to what it was at one time.
Yeah. Anyway, a lot of the committees are doing some really good things, and I know that the committee for the 150th is getting their whole plans, and they're going to report at some point in time to council, but they've been working with Roshan to get the grants already, and asking for money for all their particular events, and they've been working really hard on that one. I think they're all in on application deadline and set to go, so that's good. So we'll put through other ones. The bottle collection, do we need, we're trying to get the bottle collection groups reorganized after we resolve this with council and put out an application asking for people, groups that want to collect the bottles up at the dump and recycle them for their own purposes. And there's a whole process which we will go through. So the sooner that we can get an application out, and being, I originally had down to trying to have a first meeting with that group on Monday, May 16th, but it might be premature because we haven't even advertised that we have these groups. But do we have a resolution to approve it, or are we just doing it?
We have a
resolution. We do have it. So we'll find a date, but fairly soon, so they can get started on the 1st of June. And last time we had four groups working together with Public Works to recycle stuff on a monthly basis, and that money went back to their coffers. So, but we only got 2 months into it when COVID hit, so everything got canceled. So that was the intent of that whole thing. And the only thing that I didn't find in the minute was we've asked our IT specialist connectivity to get a connectivity report on three different issues that Councilor Keckman came up with, and we've got to get that done. I mean, that's... And I got a list of all the meetings and everything else coming up. And the next meeting, we will be having a definite celebration of 21 years of hard work with us, with our MPP, with Norm Miller, and he is attending on that meeting. So we will make him an honorary member of our commission. So. And that's it. If anybody has any questions, it'll be circulated tomorrow, it'll be put on the website tomorrow, and we'll go to committees, etc. So I won't belabor all of it, but there's lots going on that everybody wants to take a look. Any questions anybody has?
There was just one correction. You stated that the MLCA was doing their seedling day this weekend. It's the weekend of the 21st.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm weak out of what? I didn't even say that. I just said that off the cuff. I thought it was. Thought the boss. Okay, so it's the 21st?
Yes.
Okay, we'll correct that. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, that's good. So that's the third year. And then this other tree planting thing is really quite exciting. So it's, the idea is to have each person in McKellar, roughly, say, 5,000, round it off, to plant a tree for 5 years.
That's one tree that's a year for 5 years. Okay.
One tree per person per year for five years.
Okay.
And there's a website in the report, so it'll be posted. Okay.
Worthwhile.
I'll go longer, but I want to try and get it done by 9 o'clock. Okay, so now we're into correspondence for consideration, Resolution 22-174. Be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar does hereby receive the April 5th, 2022 email from Craig Eggeman of Firefighters Without Borders, Canada, requesting information on the possible donation of an out-of-service fire truck with the intention of the organization shipping a unit to the Ukraine to assist in the war effort. May I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councilor Keck. Councilor Bryan. Has this been, do they know about this at all, the firefighting organization?
I haven't spoken to the fire department yet until I knew from council what council wanted to do.
Okay. The questions, yeah.
Just looking at the Firefighters Without Borders, and they're basically a humanitarian organization, I like the resolution to be changed to reflect that instead of to assist in the war effort, to assist in humanitarian efforts.
There is a fire truck available.
And that's the other thing, we'd like to have a bit of a status report of what kind of equipment, because it seems like there's been a discussion take place previously, and I'd like to have a bit of an update on you know, the status report of that.
Sure. It must cost an absolute fortune to ship it.
Last year, was it not gone? Is it still there?
I'm not sure if it's still there, but there was one there.
There's one around.
Okay.
It might have been one of the ones that was donations donated by the hospital. That's more of an emergency. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Okay, so we've just added in sort of war effort, humanitarian issues. Is there any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Okay. Do you have something else?
Well, it was to get sort of a status report as well of what kind of... Because it seems like a discussion has taken place that we weren't really fully privy to, and mm-hmm. we don't have any. So, it's resolutions in our package, and I would like to have more information.
Yes, I can add to it. I anticipated that I would have to add to this.
Okay, thank you.
Beautiful evening when you look at the light lecture. Beautiful evening when you look at it. See that. But it's nice. It's been a long time ago.
My son just went up to. We have the end of Hudson Bay somewhere for 2 weeks with the AV. He went in. He was over with the bed and gone. He sent back.
Not yet, if there's still snow, but soon.
Mason just threw heat eggs in
And further, that the clerk
speak with the fire chief regarding any previous discussion that may have been held between the fire department and Firefighters Without Borders Canada, and further determine if there is an out-of-service fire truck available for donation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. Chief, acting fire chief?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Good question. How about you just ask the fire department?
Volunteer fire department. More general. So.
Okay.
All right, is everybody okay with it? Do I have to reread the whole thing again? No? Okay. Can you call the question all through? Sure. Good. Good idea. The resolution 22-175, be resolved that the Council of Township of Calgary has hereby approved the recommendation for the Recreation Committee that staff does advertise for a swimming instructor. Do you move in a second, please? Councilor, second? Councilor Askin? Any discussion? We've done this almost every year. Last year we didn't run it, though, did we? Because of COVID. Last two years we haven't run it from COVID yet.
Mm-hmm. Is there a value in specifying for what period and how much money?
It's usually an 8-week period.
Yes. Yeah,
so 6 to 8 weeks.
Staff will have that information.
Yeah. 6 to 8 weeks.
That makes sense.
And it depends on the number of course, obviously. Of course. So sometimes we've shown Whitestone and done some combined things with Whitestone. It seemed to work pretty well. Yeah. So.
Sometimes.
It's usually a McKellar resident living at the cottage or whatever. They've been really good instructors. So, okay. Any further discussion? Call a question. All in favor? Thank you. Resolution 22-176, be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar does approve the recommendation from the Recreation Committee that allows a committee member a spending of $300 for an approved event or activity.
Or activity.
You need to second it. Councilor Moore, second. Councilor Haskin. Do you want to speak to it?
Yes, I can. This is, we pass a motion every year to spend the $300 for years now. And that's so you don't if you need to pick up some pickleballs or badminton rackets or something, you don't have to actually have a motion passed by the committee or council. So it's
they still bring receipts back, but they have to. There's a whole receipt process back for refunds and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
they pay out of their own pocket and then they get the money back. So.
Yeah.
On a receipt basis. So. Go ahead.
The agenda isn't specific to the Recreation Committee, is that resolution?
I think so.
Yes. Sorry.
Yeah, I know it's the same thing, but I think when you read it, Peter, it did say the Recreation Committee.
It is for the Recreation Committee.
Okay. Yes. I said from the Recreation Committee.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
It doesn't say it in the agenda.
Oh, okay. I did read it, though, in the resolution. So. Okay. Is there any further discussion? Call a question on the table. More discussion on that than dust control. Sorry, it's just my comment. Okay, so we have resolution 22-177. Whereas the Council of Township McKellar has applied for a grant from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, to aid in the renovation of St. Stephen's Church located in Broadbent. And whereas the information dated April 29, 2022 is feedback related to the NOHFC project file number 7500075, one of the requirements for the grant is to be considered is a resolution from Council supporting the project financially. And whereas the Council of Township McKellar deemed it appropriate to proceed with this worthwhile project as a budgeted item, now therefore it be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar does hereby agree to financially support this renovation project moving forward in a timely manner, and further be it resolved that the Council of Township McKellar does hereby assure the NOHFC that the Township of McKellar will aid in the funding of the renovation project and will cover any legitimate cost overruns beyond those costs funded by the NOHFC grant that might occur as a result of the completion of this project. May I have a mover and a second, please? Councillor Keckin. Second. Councillor Ryland. This is a formal request in order to make sure that they were moving forward with the grant, to verify the grant. So
it's part of the
process.
Yeah, the grant application process and additional piece of information they require for that grant funding. So
yeah.
Would that oblige council or township to pay regardless of how much that shortfall might be? If somebody said it was $1 million, I know it's ridiculous to say that, but are we in any way obliged to do so because we've committed to this?
I would imagine there's still quite a long process to make it all happen, including probably getting bids and tenders. And if it all comes in so ridiculously high and our share is not affordable, yeah, I guess at that point we would shy away from it probably, okay. Or this downgrade
just,
the work.
This is just support for the grant.
That's right.
And yeah. We've got to go through the RFPs and all sorts of stuff.
And I'm supportive of that for sure. It's just that it's strange to have something so open-ended. Yeah.
We do have quite a reserve already built up, and then there's even been the ladies have been fundraising for years, too, now.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Sir, thank you. Resolution 22-178, be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutters hereby direct the Director of Operations to open the reuse tent at the McKellar Transfer Station beginning in May, or what might be, as soon as possible.
We assume.
Do we have a mover and a second to formalize that? Councilor Haskin, second. So, Councilor Ryland, is there any discussion on that?
I don't really think the resolution is necessary. That's part of the Public Works or the Director of Operations. He has his work schedule, and he knows what he's doing, what he's capable, what he has, the resources for. And it's, I don't know why there's a resolution from council.
Wasn't it closed by council?
We did close it by council. COVID and a state of emergency. We come out of the state of emergency. We're now officially reopening it legally. So, it's not a major concern, I don't think. We're not dealing with the COVID stuff. If COVID comes back, it gets closed. So we just close it up like we did everything else. Any further discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Resolution 22-179, be resolved that the Council of Township of Cutters hereby direct the Treasurer to reconcile the bottles for charity funds currently on deposit and pay out appropriately, and further direct the clerk to advertise to recruit potential charitable organizations to participate in this program, and further direct the staff to organize a bottle collection program to run on a one-year renewable term. So every 4 months, but work for develop a year program, and then people might want to opt out or opt in. So we'll see where it goes. Is there anybody to move that?
I can move that.
Okay. Councilor Haskin, second. Councilor Brewer, go ahead. Councilor Haskin.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw an idea out there, and I'm just wondering that there were four groups doing it before. COVID hit, shut it down. Should we not, rather than going advertising, should we not just first ask those four groups if they're interested in continuing on where they left off?
You can. I think one is said they wouldn't, but I'm
they will certainly be the first ones that I reach out to.
We will contact them personally.
You will
contact
reach out
them
to them
personally, yeah.
Okay.
They're first on the list.
Because we know that, we've heard that Dynamic will. I'm not sure about Whitestone. McKellar Lions, the school board was the other one, the school group. What was the fourth one? Anyway, we've got all the documents now, but we will contact all those that were involved that didn't get to participate. And
I sort of thought I got some negative feelings that maybe a group or two felt put out a little bit, that all of a sudden it's, rather than just being asked to continue, that we're advertising almost like we're going to try bypassing them.
No.
So I'm just wondering whether we want to add a paragraph in there just prior to the one for advertising, and further direct the clerk to contact the
previous
organizations that participated previously.
Good point. Yeah.
And determine their interest in continuing.
Yeah. While we're just talking about that, I'd like to try and see if we can get that meeting fairly soon so they can sort of start on the 1st of June, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
That sort of would be a nice way to start the cycle for people. So does anybody else want to be involved with that meeting? I mean, normally it was Greg and I, and I think the clerk at that point in time discussed it. Preliminary meeting because we're just starting to do it. So, well, we have some guidelines now, so we have some precedents and stuff like that. So, but.
Well, if you three,
I'll advertise it when it is, and then you can decide what you want to do. So. Yeah.
As long as you three are going to be in attendance, that's good.
Yeah. The treasurer has to be involved too because of the
right.
Well, the way it was done before was that there was the relationship between the clerk and the treasurer, and the groups get the funding, the monies transferred properly from to A to B once it was collected. So that has to be all worked out. So. Mm-hmm. At least we can start it.
So that goes in here.
Okay. All right, so we're just putting in the third paragraph and further, the clerk contact the organization previously involved in the program to determine their interest in continuing. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Carried. Thank you.